Because our community is so rich in history, a unique walking tour was established and presented to the community as a gift of the 1994 Bicentennial Celebration. Assembling and organizing significant historical sites, the Heritage Trail was created and placed in the Fort Wayne area where the stories took place. Many of us are not even aware that there's a walking trail available to the public, complete with a self-guided tour map that follows blue and white street signs over four separate trails. Hi, I'm Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, on the portion of the trail that passes through Headwaters Park. Plan sometime soon to hike the oval walkway and read the markers. Until you have the time to visit the trail in the park, here's a sample of what you'll find. Today, we're in the east side of Headwaters Park on the oval walk where you'll find several historical markers. Let's take a look at the story that tells about the Miami legend of the Sandhill Crane. Long before the settlers appeared on the scene, the Native Indian people adopted the Sandhill Crane as a symbol for their tribe. Early British and American officials referred to the people we know as Miami as Twitwees, as well as several other variations such as Twatwa, Tweetwees, or Twicktweeks. All are thought to be based on the word Twatwa that Miami history suggests tribe members called themselves. The word is meant to imitate the call made by the Sandhill Crane. A legend about how the name became associated with the Miami extends deep into the early history of its people. It is held that the early Miami were making war with the Cherokee when on one occasion the Cherokee decided to counterattack. Carefully planning their tactics, the Cherokee tracked the Miami to an open prairie when they observed two sandhill cranes. Driving the cranes ahead toward the Miami, the large birds called out, "Twa, twa," and took to the air in a great rush. At this, the Miami turned their attack on the ambushing enemy. A survivor of the Cherokee war party made it back to his village and reported that his companions had been defeated by the Twatwas, who could fly and were impossible to defeat. From that time, the Miami, who took their name from the Twatwa or Twitwees, held the Sandhill Crane as a special totem of the Miami at the confluence of the rivers. Americans eventually adopted a name spelling from the French, changing the pronunciation to Miami, but whose tribal symbol remained the Sandhill Crane. Helping us along these radio tours of the trail is the official On the Heritage Trail guidebook written by Michael Hawfield and George Mather, who were ably assisted by Craig Cowan, Tom Kane, Karen Gardner, Irene Walters, and Mike Westfall. ARCH, Fort Wayne's Historic Preservation Organization, serves as the financial trustee for the trail. For now, I'm Tom Castaldi, and I'd like to invite you to come along with me next time on the Heritage Trail.